Starting today on thousands of movie screens, the Marvel Comics hero Iron Man will be saving the world. On just a few screens, a younger, scrappier hero will save a schoolyard in the film Son of Rambo. Bob Mondello has this review of that younger hero's story.
Though British school kids Will and Lee are both about 11 years old, they don't have much else in common. Will is a sheltered lad whose religious upbringing forbids TV watching and all sorts of other sinful stuff. Lee is a little hellion, constantly in trouble. One day Lee gets Will in trouble, and when they're sent together to the principal's office, decides to take advantage of Will's relative inexperience.
I don't mind taking the blame for this if you like. But if I do, you might have to give me something in return.
Fair enough.
You probably don't mind getting a letter sent home and being tortured.
Oh, yeah. Last time she tortured me, I could barely stand up for a week. Pain like you'd never believe. Doctor said they might have to amputate it off.
Well, can't keep the lady waiting, can we?
I'll pray for you, Lee Carter.
Cheers.
Lee fakes a limp on his way back out and claims Will's wristwatch as payment for his sacrifice. Also a promise that Will will be a stuntman for Lee's secret project, an amateur version of Sylvester Stallone's Rambo, First Blood, that he's making with his brother's video camera. Now, Rambo is quite an introduction to movies for a kid who's never seen one, and Will is devout enough to find the whole notion guilt-inducing for about 3 seconds, after which he's smearing himself with dirt and leaping from trees.
Right, cut!
Wait, what are you doing?
Son of Rambo.
A sequel is born and grows bigger when Will spills the beans and half the school wants in on the action, including an exotic French exchange student in red pointy boots who may be the world's least likely ninja warrior.
Good morning, Didier.
Good morning.
Get back to work.
Yes.
Master, well done, guys.
The little movie that could acquires sets, costumes, and a cast of maybe a dozen. And Lee, whose dream it was, loses control of it and of his temper.
What's Zing Wolf doing in my costume?
He's driving the Jeep for the getaway scene.
Yeah, but I'm traveling. I'm driving the Jeep.
You can't drive.
All right, then. Well, if I'm not needed, I'll be taking my camera back then.
You promise?
Yeah? And what do you know about promises, my brother?
Don't push it.
Yeah? You need to grow up.
You drew first blood, and you're a head case.
If Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn had had access to a camcorder, they might well have dreamed up the adventures in this movie-besotted movie. Writer-director Garth Jennings sets it in the 1980s, a time when, as it happens, he was about 11. He's given the story some texture with non-cinema-related stuff about bullying, childhood insecurity, religious family pressures, and a loss of innocence. Mostly, though, he's made the Son of Rambo film you're seeing feel a lot like the Son of Rambo film within a film that the kids are making, cheerfully ramshackle, childishly overstated, and pretty darn appealing. I'm Bob Mondello.